Chapter 35, 1, Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. The playground was quickly emptied, waiting for the Empress's daughters who returned from the hunt to display their prey. But the earliest to arrive was surprisingly not the fourth Empress daughter, but eldest Empress daughter Yan Yunjin. The one who arrived after her was Lu Jilan. The guards of the eldest Empress daughter put all the wild animals hunted by her on the ground, including two deer, hares and other small prey. One of the wild boars was carried by four guards together, and the weight was most impressive. The two big fangs protruding from the mouth made the Empress so startled that she couldn't help but stand up from the throne for a moment. "Good, good, really worthy of my eldest daughter," the Empress praised. The eldest Empress daughter immediately raised her chest, her whole body looked extremely tall and straight, and her face was full of pride. "Tell the Empress Dowager that my daughter wants to present this wild boar as an ingredient for tonight's bonfire banquet." The Empress was clearly satisfied. The eldest Empress daughter, who had been unable to speak just now, looked around at everyone with a very proud look. The eldest Empress daughter had the lowest status among all the Empress daughters, and she married the prince who also had the lowest status. Obviously, she was the eldest daughter of the Empress, but the ministers only value the fourth Empress daughter, and ignore her completely. After the Empress's joy for the eldest daughter dissipated, she saw that there was Lu Jilan next to her. Lu Jilan was holding a white fox with an outstanding color in her hand. The fox's body was snow white and had no other color, except for the small patch of fur where the arrow in the abdomen was stained red with blood. Such a beautiful fox, even the Empress was delighted to see it, and couldn't help being a little curious about Lu Jilan. "Which noble girl is this girl below?" Lu Jilan is the second daughter of Lu Chenzhou, the Minister of Households. The Empress looked to the left. Lu Chenzhou hastily stood up to identify her daughter. "Your Majesty, it is the unfilial daughter of this minister." "Lu Aiching, don't be modest, your young daughter is remarkable. It is said that all those novelties are your creation?" Lu Jilan said proudly, "Yes." She was a little excited. If the Emperor saw her inventions, wouldn't she be able to become an imperial merchant? Although she disdains this title, with the royal name, her speed in opening up the market will be unstoppable. Unexpectedly, the Empress did not continue to ask, but changed the topic and asked about the fox in Lu Jilan's hand. "How many prey did Lu Jilan hunt?" "Not much, the most weighty one is this fox." Lu Jilan is not ashamed at all. She specialized in art, and she was a brainy hunter. If she hadn't wanted to give Mo Zian a good skin, she might have hunted a few rabbits. Anyway, her sister Lu Jujin was there to support her. At the same time, because of rounding up this fox, Lu Jilan didn't catch a few hares. "That would be a problem, I like your fox. Why don't you give me the fox and ask for the gold and silver jewelry?" It was a great honor for something to be liked by the Empress. Lu Chenzhou could not wait to press Lu Jilan's head to make her agree immediately. Unexpectedly, Lu Jilan said, "Your Majesty, forgive me." Everyone was extremely surprised, and Lu Chenzhou was so angry that she was sweating, fearing that the Empress would punish her. The Empress was also a little surprised, and at the same time, she was angry at being offended, but she was in a good mood, so she asked, "Why? Do you think I do not have a treasure worthy of your fox?" "No, it's just a fox. Even if it's snow white and rare, it's only 100,000 taels of silver. Your Majesty is rich. It's an honor for my family to see this fox." After hearing that, the Empress was quite comfortable, and her anger disappeared. "But true feelings are priceless. This is what I'm going to give to the person I love." Oh, the Empress was also a young and romantic person, and she appreciates this kind of infatuation, so she asked with great interest, "I remember that you once had a marriage with Du Xian, and then you withdrew from marriage and Du Xian married to the queen's daughter of Zhenbian. Now you are in love with W. Hitch boy." Hirongrei was sitting below, so angry that he wanted to run up to block Lu Jilan's mouth. He didn't want Lu Jilan to mention the withdrawal of marriage. Lu Jilan withdrew from marriage from the relatives of a royal family, and Du Xian was indeed related to the Empress by blood. It was good that the Empress didn't care. If one day the Lu family made a mistake, this was the handle of contempt for the royal family. It's the son of the Mo family.